In this bulletin, Donald Trump presents his long-awaited Middle East peace plan, Canberra facing its worst bushfire in decades, and Novak Djokovic pays tribute to NBA great and friend Kobe Bryant. For the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. United States President Donald Trump has presented his long-expected Middle East peace plan, proposing the creation of a Palestinian state with a capital in East Jerusalem. Under the plan, the US would recognize Israeli settlements on the occupied West Bank. In exchange, Israel would agree to accept a four-year freeze on new settlement activity while Palestinian statehood is negotiated. The plan, overseen by Mr. Trump's son-in-law Jared Kushner, and which aims to end one of the world's longest-running conflicts, had been shrouded in secrecy. Mr. Trump has described the plan as a win-win opportunity for both sides.
As I have seen throughout my long career as a deal-maker, complex problems require nuanced, fact-based remedies. That is why our proposal provides precise technical solutions to make Israelis, Palestinians, and the region safer. My vision presents a win-win opportunity for both sides, a realistic two-state solution that resolves the risk of Palestinian statehood to Israel's security.
Mr. Trump unveiled the plan alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. Mr. Netanyahu called the plan historic and compared it to the creation of the State of Israel in 1948.
This is a historic day. Mr. President, I believe that down the decades, and perhaps down the centuries, we will also remember January 28, 2020, because on this day, you became the first world leader to recognize Israel's sovereignty over areas in Judea and Samaria that are vital to our security and central to our heritage.
Before the proposal was announced, Palestinians declared it dead on arrival, saying it was an attempt to finish off the Palestinian cause. Yesterday, Palestinians in West Bank refugee camps protested against the plan's unveiling, burning pictures of Donald Trump. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas is expected to make a statement later this morning. A defence helicopter's landing light is believed to have started the massive fire threatening homes south of Canberra. Authorities are warning the blaze over more than 8,000 hectares is the most serious Canberra has faced since the deadly 2003 fires. The World Health Organization has raised the global risk assessment posed by the coronavirus from moderate to high, but has not yet declared an international public health emergency. The WHO says the latest figures show there's been 106 deaths from more than 4,400 cases in China, with 45 confirmed cases outside China in 13 countries. Spokesman Christian Lindemeyer says the spread of the virus is not as rapid outside China, and so doesn't yet constitute an international public health emergency.
It's an emergency in China, but I would beg to differ on the definition of what you just put out as in wildly spreading. It's not wildly spreading outside of China. But again, we have to be prepared for in case it would.
To tennis, Novak Djokovic has paid tribute to NBA great and friend Kobe Bryant after setting up an Australian Open semi-final with Roger Federer. Djokovic won his quarter-final against Milos Raonic last night in straight sets, 6-4, 6-3, 7-6. The number two seed will face Federer for the 50th time. Djokovic was moved to tears on court as he spoke about Bryant, who died with daughter Gianna and seven other people in a helicopter crash on Monday morning.
I had that fortune to have a personal relationship with him over the last 10 years, and he was my mentor, my friend, and it's just heartbreaking to see and to hear what has happened to him and his daughter.
Sacked rugby union player Israel Folau has made a switch back to rugby league with a move to the French Super League club Catalans Dragons. Folau reached a settlement with Rugby Australia in December after he was released for writing homophobic posts on social media in April. The 30-year-old was sacked, saying that hell awaits gay people after previously being warned over his social media posts. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy and 27. Adelaide, very hot and sunny, 38. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 29. Hobart, partly cloudy, 27. Canberra, sunny with possible smoke haze, 36. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 25. Sydney, much the same, 27. Newcastle, cloudy, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 33. Cairns, showers and a possible storm, 31. And Darwin, shower or two and a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.